Good morning. Apparently the good Lord is willing, because here we is, live broadcasting.
Yes, we are.
With a microphone. And a phony at the mic!
The creek did not rise enough to keep us from here.
No, wow.
Mm-hmm.
The good Lord, I think, was looking out for us. Doesn't mean it wasn't without fatalities and damage, but it could have been worse. We're talking Hurricane Milton. Good morning. It is 6:09. The Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It would appear that Milton has left the building, left the state of Florida, at least the eye, and some of the most dangerous winds, but we still could feel, still could get blanketed with showers and some high winds and gusts, but those should be fairly limited. Hurricane Milton made landfall last night, and a little earlier than many of the prognosticators had put out there.
Yeah,
but it was a Cat 3. Winds, deadly storm surge, potential flooding, all the issues that go with a storm this size, especially one that started out as a Cat 5. Sustained winds were measured at 120 miles an hour when it made landfall. I know they've measured some gusts and some temperatures above 100 miles an hour in some areas of Tampa to the north. But power outages, the guesstimates were 1 to 3 million. And I, at least in our area, our listening area, for the most part, we've come through this thing very, very well. There are some power outages, but it doesn't appear to be widespread. Okay, and that is obviously excellent news. So, one of the devastating things and fatal things were tornadoes that were spurred off of the storm and hitting areas that really the storm, other than that, didn't impact to a great deal. Like 36 different reports of tornadoes touching down. I saw, it was actually the New York Post had video of one that was in Clewiston, Florida, which, you know, I recognize that was my first job in radio down on the banks of Lake Okeechobee. And that thing was...
That was big.
That was massive.
Yeah.
When Greg says a tornado's big, and he comes from big tornado country, that's saying something. So...
Do they say, like, probably... I mean, you mentioned the touchdowns. Last number I saw, 17 separate tornadoes, unless they change that number.
Well, yeah, and I don't know how they define this, 36 reports, if that's considered individual...
Or something touches down.
Yes, yeah, right. Maybe, or two people called in the same one. I don't know, but let's just say that
was
is
a bunch.
Far more active than I think you would say for the norm. More active.
Yep.
And very, very devastating. And some of those folks are like, yeah, you know, storms coming this way. You know, it's we'll probably get a lot of rain, maybe some flooding. But I don't think they expected necessarily tornadic activity. However, we did warn everybody that the dirty side was going to be that southeast side. Normally, it's northeast because that's usually the direction the tornadoes headed. At this time, it was almost on a west to east path.
Mm-hmm.
So that made that dirty side more toward the bottom. But it also means a lot of heavy rainfall to the north. So we've got special guests who are going to be joining us throughout the morning from law enforcement. We're also going to have Senator Rick Scott is going to be on, the Lieutenant Governor, Jeanette Nunez. So we'll cover our bases, try to get an idea of what kind of damage has been done. And just remember, I mean, we're dark for another hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really when you get first light, things will become more evident. Please do me a favor. I know everybody wants to go check their house out. You don't know if there's downed wires. You don't know if there's some friendly creepy crawlers like snakes that were looking for higher ground. I mean, yeah, just give it a little bit of time. Get the light of day in there, and then you'll have plenty of time to fully assess the situation around your house. And they're going to be doing the same thing all over the state. On my way in, State Road 26, I take from like Keystone and Melrose, and I was on my way almost to like Hatchet Creek, but over past 301, and there was a tree down in the road. And I've got my high beams on, and I'm in the Ram, so I'm sitting up pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
And but that stretch of roadway is dark normally, and it was even darker. And I came, you know, it was a big green wall in front of me. I go, that looks like a tree.
Good that you swerved to miss that.
I did. Yeah. I swerved to miss it. I have cat-like reflexes. This is not something other people would miss. And, I'm exaggerating slightly.
A little bit.
But what I did was I turned back around. I had my chainsaw with me. I said I was bringing it.
That's right.
I'm not going to drive by that and not do anything about it. Because, seriously, other cars may not see it till it's too late. And anyway, so I cut it up you know, the best I could, and definitely made sure at least that that part of the roadway was clear. And I'm not looking for any accolades. It just, hey,
it's
4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And if I barely saw it in time, somebody else might not. And if I did hit it, I've got a big old pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you this real quick. Somebody saw me out there. They went around because they saw my truck in the way and my lights on and everything flashing, and pulled over. And I could hear, "You need some help?" And it was a woman's voice.
Really?
And I thought,
"Nice.
God bless you."
That's right.
And this has, I'm not doing the women men thing, but I mean, really, you know, woman willing to get out of her vehicle in the dark and help.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm good. I got it covered. But the thought was
nice.
Very much appreciated.
And, and with that being down, keep in mind, as I mentioned a little earlier, we are saturated. Trees can still fall. Limbs can still fall. Bob mentioned we do have some power outages, which means some lines are probably down. So make no assumptions.
We've got rescue stories. We've got people mistreating a dog story. You're not going to like that. Tampa Bay Buccaneers were smart. They headed out of town. Details, information, we definitely have you covered this morning. It is the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky. If you can hear the sound of my voice, you're probably alive, and that's a good thing. Yes, welcome, my friends. It is 6:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Greg, no power issues in your home in the Gainesville area?
Not at our house. I mean, I just kind of checked the grid this morning. There are occasional ones, like, you know, 2 and 3 houses here, a few things here and there, but nothing like when Helene rolled through.
About 4:30, rolling into town, did see on 39th Avenue a small crew with the bucket truck working on some lines there, and I'd say that was pretty early because it was dark, but the street was lit, but I think the neighborhood behind it was in darkness. So, I mean, they're already, you know, they're already on top of
it. Absolutely.
That's a good thing. We're not going to know, really, the extent of the damage until daylight will show everything.
Mm-hmm.
I got a feeling that whole Sarasota coastline and that area got beat up pretty darn bad. You know, they had a staging area for a lot of the power folks that was Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, you know, where the Rays play baseball. And apparently got some pieces of the roof blown off.
Yeah, it looked like a couple of big sections gone. So a little flow-through ventilation for that crew.
Yeah, but structurally, I guess the rest of it is fine, which is a good thing. It did make me pause and hesitate when they were using it as a staging area, because if this thing would have hit a little bit further north.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that that's built for that, especially the roof.
I'm trying to think which venue it was. You actually had a police officer, like, standing in the front doorway of their station and a building across the street, which was constructed of that, you know, the red iron kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, like, mangled up.
Wow.
It was pretty strong stuff. I think they were getting some wind gusts in Tampa at that point, up to 95 miles an hour. So that can do some damage.
Yeah, I think 100 is the highest, I think, that they've measured, or at least in information I was able to get a hold of in the Tampa area.
Yeah.
Maybe worse, right at landfall 4, Sarasota. I know right before it hit, they were measuring some of the speeds at 120 miles an hour around the center of the storm. And you've got the tornadoes.
Oh, yeah.
Have killed multiple people. You know, St. Lucie County was hit pretty hard there. You're going to have fallen trees all over the place. If you do have to get out before sunrise, take your time. you can so easily, you know, outdrive your headlights.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take much.
And then you're going to not be happy. So, yep, you've got a storm that at one point, what was it, 180 mile an hour sustained winds.
That's just amazing.
This thing. And it, you know, it didn't come out of nowhere, but it, yeah, it just, you know, I was watching it. They go, yeah, we're keeping an eye on this. Yeah, I'm watching it. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, yeah, there's a real good chance. It's going to. Yeah, it could be a Cat 3 and a 4 and a 5.
Yeah.
Wow. All those things considered, well, in our area, you know, thank your lucky stars, thank the good Lord. I think for the most part we're all in good shape. Doesn't mean everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But early reports are very, very positive in our area. Folks to the south will have to wait and find out. You know, Charlie did a lot of damage in the Charlotte County area, and this is just north of there where it made landfall, so it'll be interesting how the folks there fared, what water levels are like, what the surge has done. But we know we definitely have some loss of life, so that's always makes it that much more serious. Got some good stories. Got a Florida man, a Florida man story that's actually a good one. And this is somebody who, you know, survived. A Florida man who refused to leave his boat as Hurricane Milton approached the state was rescued late Wednesday. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor revealed during a press conference that Joseph Malinowski, nicknamed Lieutenant Dan, had been rescued by the Tampa Police Department and was now in a shelter. Yep, they just saved Lieutenant Dan, his nickname. He's been rescued, and he previously explained in a TikTok that his boat was the safest place in the world to be.
Really?
When asked by a student of the University of Tampa who'd been communicating with him, asked him to explain why he decided to stick out a Category 5 hurricane and one of the worst hurricanes in Tampa's history on his sailboat, Lieutenant explained, "My faith in God. God told me to come out here and get a boat. I came out here and got a boat. Everything he's been telling me over the past few days is I'm doing the right thing. He's got my back. I'm in good shape."
Wow.
And then God told the police officers, hey, go get this nut bag. Thank you very much. So
glad he's okay.
He's alive, yes, and well.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's God that's sending the message to get out.
Yeah.
Abandoned dog tied to a pole ahead of the hurricane. It's one of those. What the heck's wrong with people?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've got some good stuff. Silver linings. We'll continue to cover this, obviously. Very, very important storm. Hurricane still status, as far as I know. Milton has left the building. What's left behind is what we'll talk about. And a lot of special guests lined up right here. 97.3, The Sky. You can mark Bob Rose, Greg Cassidy, safe.
Yep.
Safe from Hurricane Milton. Milton has left the building. Left behind tornadoes, flooding, wind damage, and fatalities. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:39. And you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And they're still going to be assessing damage, but obviously, you know, one estimate, as many as 3 million people are without power in Florida. That makes us really even more fortunate because it's not a lot in north central Florida, not a lot of outages.
We're seeing a little bit, it's almost like that gradient. As you say, you're looking at, you know, Alachua County rolling down through Marion County is where you see the little more damage, a little more lines down, a little more power outage, and you can kind of see how that worked its way and why at least this one compared to 2 weeks ago, Gainesville, a whole lot better off than it was then, just tremendously.
Help explain how and why somebody would do something like this. Officers with FHP in Tampa rescued a dog that they found was tied to a pole off the highway.
Mm-hmm.
This was before Hurricane Milton had, you know, made landfall.
Standing in water, no less.
And Governor DeSantis, the story got to him, and he said, To everyone in the state of Florida, we will hold anyone who mistreats pets accountable.
This made national news, and I hope, this is my vindictive side coming out. I sincerely hope that somebody recognizes that dog, because it had a collar on, it was tied to the fence of the pole there. I hope somebody who recognizes that dog and knows who owned it has a very serious conversation with those people, if you know what I'm saying.
I think I do, without you going beyond your normal reasonable nature. FHP shared the heart-wrenching footage Wednesday ahead of the storm's landfall. Yeah, the dog was tied to a pole off I-75. So I guess, I don't know, were people stuck in traffic? Did they say, hey, lighten the load, we're running out of gas, and start throwing animals and baggage out their car door? I mean, you try to think of what would be... Is there such a thing as a reasonable excuse?
No. And the pup looked like Spuds McKenzie. Just to make it even worse, it's like a recognizable look. You know, it's a cute pup. It's like, really, people? Come on. So, again, hats off to law enforcement at FHP for noticing and stopping and taking care of it.
FHP, you know, put out a statement, and part of it was, do not in capital letters, do not do this to your pets, please. And it is one of those things where... Really?
Yeah.
When did you think there'd be a time where you would have to tell people not to tie their dog to a post near I-75 as a storm's approaching?
Yeah. You'd think a little common sense? You'd think.
Footage shows the officer approaching the scared dog whose legs were completely immersed in water. And this, again, before the storm had really hit.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's okay, buddy. Distressed dog then begins to growl and bark. Yeah, I don't blame you, but it's okay. And video went viral, and Governor DeSantis saw it, and he said, thank you, FHP Tampa. It's cruel for anyone to leave a dog tied to the post in the middle of an upcoming storm, and we'll hold anybody who mistreats pets accountable.
And they should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe somebody else will hold them a little bit accountable.
All right. So, in case you haven't heard, and thanks to Radiant Credit Union for severe weather updates, and that is Hurricane Milton still, I think, officially a hurricane right now. Yes, it is. And 85-mile-an-hour winds moving northeast at 18 miles an hour. According to the weather radar that I looked at in our area, it is mostly clear and clearing out as the day progresses. Now, there's still forecast for some scattered thunder showers, but those, I'm assuming, will probably be unrelated to the storm.
And if just leftover stuff. We're at least in the clear overall as far as the bad weather. If you can hear us, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, this thing made landfall, but Siesta Key. Which is a beautiful beachy area off the coast of Sarasota. If you've never been, it really is nice. I hate to see what it may look like now because winds just offshore were 120 miles an hour. And, it came in with a roar. 36 reports of tornadoes. I don't know how many of those are different, separate tornadoes, but tornadic activity was widespread and devastating in South Florida, in areas that weren't necessarily in the, in the worst part the worst part of the storm headed toward them. St. Lucie County was one of them.
Well, and obviously Tampa, despite they are going to have all the wind damage to deal with. The good thing is because, again, Milton went just a little farther south than expected. They did not get that storm surge. In fact, just as it has in the past, it pushed the water out a bit. So that's tremendously good news. But again, the damage, we won't know a lot of that until daybreak today.
And there very well could be some East Coast damage as the storm, like I said, when it had exited, it was still a hurricane.
Well, even as it was moving in and across the state, because of just the swirl of the wind, you saw the East Coast video, and the waves were really good size coming in just because of that whole circular motion, and it was affecting the whole state at the same time.
Headline, Democrats cover up reckless spending to play politics with FEMA relief.
What?
Shocker, I know.
Ugh, who knew?
It is 6:45, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. And don't forget, you can always download the Bob Rose Show podcast. Never miss a minute of the show. Wherever you normally download your podcast, just click subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. And if you're listening, yeah, that's good, right? That makes it a good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pump it up. We'll cover the basis. We'll let you know what we've seen, what we've heard, what's being reported. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Milton has completely traversed the state and has left the East Coast. Now, you know, that's the eye wall. There obviously is still going to be some nasty weather in some areas. The last I checked, it looked like there were still some heavy downpours coming around north of Daytona Beach. But for the most part, and for most of the state, it is clearing out. And today, very well, is going to turn out to be a very nice day. Weather for the weather, but it won't be a nice day for some people who wake up and see things a lot differently in their surroundings than they did when they went to bed.
Yeah.
Archer, the city of Archer, they apparently are without power, and that means that traffic light is out. Pretty dangerous intersection if people aren't stopping treating it like a four-way stop. That's the rule, folks. That's the rule. Don't take a chance. And so come to a complete stop, look around, and then, you know, proceed depending on what else is going on at that intersection.
I know as of last night, and I can't imagine that it's all taken care of, Dunellen, I know, is dark. And just looking at a lot of the areas around, you know, maybe a little more rural areas, they still a lot of power outages this morning. So be careful.
Yeah, I think they were saying up to 3 million across the state.
Yeah, I believe that.
And but I feel like a lot of that will be addressed.
Oh yeah.
It, you know, today and tomorrow we'll probably knock out the vast majority of that and get people back on. But of course, you know, they really have to look, see what the infrastructure looks like. And hopefully, we hope for the best. We prepare for the worst. We hope for the best. And I tell you, in this, you know, in our listening area, I think we've been very, very fortunate.
We have, yeah.
So count your blessings. And as soon as you get stuff cleaned up around your place, look for opportunities to help others who maybe not have, you know, fared so well. There's always politics that's going to creep into these situations. And you shouldn't be surprised that Democrats and the establishment media are blaming FEMA's poor Hurricane Helene response on Republicans.
Of course they are.
Now, the Republicans opposed a lame duck spending bill, but they didn't need it. What was it? Kat Kamick was, Congresswoman Kat Kamick was on the show yesterday. See what my notes are, because she said something about $1.1 billion.
Yes.
Additional funding that had just been allocated. That was yesterday. $1.1 billion for FEMA.
Right.
So any attempt to blame Republicans is nonsense.
Exactly.
All right. But of course, the Kamala Harris campaign has led the finger pointing at Republicans who voted against the September funding bill that included appropriations for FEMA. Among the hundreds of billions for additional projects across federal government, much of which Republicans view as wasteful, woke, and contributing to the nation's poor economy. The September bill easily passed. The FEMA administrator made it clear, however, one might judge its initial response to Helene, funding is not to blame. I have funding and sufficient resources to support the ongoing response to Hurricane Helene as well as Hurricane Milton. All right, and that was Deanne Criswell, the FEMA administrator. But that hasn't stopped. Apparently the you know, the Harris campaign from politicizing the disaster. And I mean, right in the midst of it, you know, when really the most important thing should be preventing the loss of life. You know, the priority should be, you know, making sure that people are going to have clean water to drink. And then, you know, some hot meals, shelter, things like that. But now, Kamala has time to point fingers at Republicans, but Where is she? Is she coming here? I think she had a fundraiser. Where was she? Arizona? Yeah. Yeah. You want to be a leader. But when, you know, something catastrophic happens or there's a crisis like at the border, where you at? What are you doing? Getting a mani and a pedi? Come on. All right. So there is that. If you're just tuning in, welcome. It is 6:55. It is Thursday, and this area, our area, North Central Florida, all things considered, we have fared quite well. We'll find out what could be extensive damage in Sarasota County, in and around Siesta Key, and then all the way across the state. But boy, this one, Milton, I can tell you this. I think people really heeded warnings. I think people were prepared. I think that people who were told to get out of the coastal areas, I think that they, you know, did just that. And this will make a big difference probably in what the numbers possibly could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of those people just tried to stick around and ride it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All right, more stories related to the hurricane, Milton, and also coming up, we've got special guest, the sheriff of Bradford County, Gordon Smith. He's going to check in with us about 7:35, and some other great guests on the way, too, including Senator Rick Scott. You are listening to 97.3 The Sky.